brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've only got 5 minutes left with him. I'm going to get him back in the near future to talk about the free Indian nation. And internationally, it's been accepted. And it's important for all of us to stand up and say, I'm not under this new world order. America's gone. The globalists took it over. Whatever it ever was before, it's gone now. People better realize our country's dead before we can get it back. Well, I'm all for what they've done out in the area that Russell Means is in. Briefly, tell folks about that, and then tell folks about the sterilization of Native Americans, sir.
Well, the Republic of Lakota, of course, is now free, and we have a strategy, both local, regional, and international. Our strategy is to reinforce the constitutional rights and the responsibilities of citizenship. The fact about how America is controlling the population from Indian policy, one of the factors is through sterilization, whether it's through the food or whatever. But this was forced sterilization, and sterilization by fraud. 42% of American Indian women in a four-year period in the 70s were forcibly sterilized. 42% of our women.
And George Herbert Walker Bush ran the program.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, good point. And at the same time, 36% of the women, Puerto Rican women, were sterilized. I exposed this on a morning talk show when we went on the longest walk in 1978. And Senator Aberesk, a one-term senator before he resigned. That's an interesting side story. He was at a social event in on the Hill in D.C., and CBS News or one of the networks caught him. They asked him, why are you not running again? You only had one term in the Senate. And he said, he thought it was off the cuff, but they televised it. He said, I can't wait to get out of this chicken shit outfit. That was Senator Aberesk. He was an Arab elected to the Senate in the state of South Dakota. And one of the reasons he wanted to get out, because his too popular or unpopular endeavors were supporting the Arab cause and the American Indian cause. Two very unpopular issues in Congress. So he got out. Now, on the Republic of Lakota, you know, the best website to go to is RussellMeansFreedom.com. RussellMeansFreedom.com.
Well, Russell, I want to get you back for a full hour in the next few weeks, because there's no time like the present, to go over, and we'll dig them back out. I've got them. I covered my film Endgame, but it's just one of the many crimes we cover in it. But now, in light of people thinking about this again because of the Guatemala syphilis situation, injecting men, women, and children with it, it's a good time to bring this back up, to get into the specifics of how they would secretly sterilize Native American women. So we'll get in touch with your scheduler, your wonderful wife, and get you back on live in the near future. But thank you so much for spending time with us, sir.
Thank you for having me. It's great. I love it.
Briefly, in the last 30 seconds, what's your take on what I talked about, us all, you know, being brothers and fighting tyranny?
It's the nail on the head. That's the way we're Americans. You know, that's what I love about being called an American Indian. You know, I'm the first American, and I love America. We have to get together. Again.
We do. Well, Russell Means, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again in the very near future. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Russell Means. Dr. Doug Rocky, the head of the DE Weapons Program, coming up.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, inviting you to join me in Central California in beautiful Santa Cruz for a special event being put on by 1080 AM KFCO. Unfortunately, I'm so busy fighting the globalists that I never have enough time to go out and have a lot of speaking engagements around the country and meet with the great people of this nation. This powerful event is a one-time appearance. So I want to encourage people to get tickets early because they will sell out. Tickets are $10.80 each and are only available online at the KSCO website, KSCO.com. Click on the banner on the webpage. You can't miss it. I'm going to speak for several hours and have a question and answer. I will discuss information and research that I have never gotten into before. You can send your questions or suggestions via email to the radio station by emailing alex@ksco.com. Again, friends, I'm going to be speaking live. Get tickets at ksco.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Children's vitamins, children's anti-allergy medicine, every major manufacturer of bubble gum, sugar gum, not just the artificial sweeteners, but every manufacturer at every store we go to, you have to mail order gum or get Chiclets from Mexico or old-fashioned Beemans if you don't want aspartame in your gum for your children. And nobody tells the parents that it's in there. You got to read the back. And Drudge Report is linked to our Glenn Beck warning. Warning to Glenn Beck, don't drink Diet Coke. And there's an update. We're receiving reports that while Glenn Beck was out of town for medical treatment, going blind and other things, his fill-in host made a sardonic joke about the health dangers of drinking Diet Cola with aspartame. To remind everyone that this is a serious issue and not a joke, here's Glenn Beck's own Fox News reporting on how aspartame has been linked to a wide range of cancers in studies involving rats. And we have a link to Fox News. The whole thing is full of universities, the government's own admissions, the studies when they tried to approve it in the 70s and failed twice, brain cancers, going blind. It breaks down into a form of wood alcohol. What is bad, you know, moonshine do? It makes you go blind. Okay, this isn't a game. This isn't a game. And Glenn Beck is falling apart like millions of other Americans. And since we exposed aspartame in the last 15 years, along with many others, with Betty Martini and Dr. Russell Blaylock and countless others, scientists, researchers, you name it, they now just come out with over 10,000 products with aspartame in it. It's in TV dinners now for no reason. It's just in everything. And it is a soft kill weapon. They don't just shoot Guatemalan children up with syphilis. That's admitted. They don't just give African children this year and last year, CBS AP report, live polio to kill them. Weaponized polio. That's mainstream. Oh, accidentally, all over the world, we just give them live polio. They didn't put SV40 in the polio vaccines, the cancer virus, to play patty cake with you. They're not doing, and of course, these companies are just idiotic and are told, hey, here's aspartame. The patents run out on it. It's really cheap. It's really sweet. Kids will love it. That's why they sign on and do it. Most of these corporate people don't even know because the government's given it its seal of approval. And all these scientists have come out and talked about how horrible this is. And the reason I'm starting this interview for the next hour and a half with Dr. Doug Rocky with this information is that it's part and parcel to this overall eugenics agenda. Ignore it at your own risk. Ignore it at your own peril. Now, I wanted to get Dr. Doug Rocky on. He was on with us 2 weeks ago because I want to open the phones up. I want him to recap DU, what he did, what it causes, the health problems, members of his team dead and dying, himself, you know, very sick, 20-plus surgeries later, what it does, and the fact that they're massively proliferating the use of it, including here in the U.S. 14-time increases in cancers and deformities in Fallujah. 3 to 4 times in major medical studies of our troops. This is a holocaust. A holocaust. And I wanted to open the phones up for military veterans currently serving or who were in, who, you know, worked with DU earlier, remember, you know, back before they allowed it to be used everywhere, how it was labeled completely deadly, radioactive and poisonous, how things have changed, what it's done to you, your friends, your family. You bring back just micro amounts of this in your clothes, in your luggage. It'll devastate your wife, devastate your children. This is a major health alert. I mean, I'm here doing what I can do. I know I can prove DU's completely evil from the Army's own reports. I know I can prove aspartame is totally deadly. This is so mainstream, the Drudge Report links to our articles on it. I know I can prove that they sterilized 42% of Native American women in the 70s alone. That's declassified Senate hearings. I know I can prove they're shooting little children up with live syphilis. Okay, you're not in Kansas anymore. I can prove that most mortgages are fraudulent and that they're sealing people's houses with 100% paid for homes. I can prove, and it's admitted, that they signed a deal 11 years ago to take the death benefits of 6 million veterans as they die. Bloomberg. I can prove that the carbon taxes are to shut down our economy and consolidate it and bring in feudalism. Okay? We've got to get DU off the battlefield. We've got to stop using it. We've got to get health care to the people that have gone through this. So for this segment and the next, Dr. Rocky will have the floor. I'll try to shut up. It's just such a key issue. And then we're going to take phone calls for the whole next hour from people exposed to DU. 1-800-259-9231 on this subject only. 1-800-259-9231. Then the last 20 minutes or so, we're going to have Mr. Irish, who had his child stolen, newborn baby, and they sourced in the affidavit, and the full affidavit now posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com because they're a member of Oath Keepers. Okay, this is big national news on Drudge Report as well. So we're going to be talking about that with them and updates at the end of the hour, the end of the next hour. But Dr. Doug Rocky now joins us. He is a depleted uranium expert. He's known as Dr. DU. He earned a B.S. in physics from Western Illinois University following his M.S. and Ph.D. in physics and technology education at the University of Illinois. His military career has spanned 4 decades to include combat duty during Vietnam War and Gulf War I. Dr. Doug Rocky served as a member of the 3rd U.S. Army Medical Command Nuclear Biological Chemical MBC Teaching Medical Response and Special Operations Team, the 3rd U.S. Army Captured Equipment Project Team, and the 3rd U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Assessment Team during Gulf War I Operation Desert Storm. He was the U.S. Army's Depleted Uranium Project Director of the Army's DU program from 94 to 95 and wrote the book on it. He developed the congressionally mandated education and training materials, wrote the U.S. Army Regulation 700-48, the U.S. Army PAM 700-48, the Army's Command Task DU Incidents. Doug has taught nuclear, biological, and chemical warfare, hazards material, and emergency medicine for 20 years to both civilian and military personnel. Dr. Doug Rocky was one of the original authors of the 82 EDRAT Emergency Disaster Response Assistance Team proposal, which formed the foundation of today's National Guard CSD teams and the Illinois CERT teams, the preparation for the 96 Olympics. In Atlanta, he wrote and taught the original chemical biological counterterrorism course for the civilian emergency responders and is now in use in 120 by the federal government, 120 city and departments, and the Justice Department course, and then served as emergency response team located in Birmingham, Alabama. And he sent us an entire stack, I'm looking for them, here it is, of government declassified documents where they admit, and Los Alamos admits, this stuff will kill you deader than a hammer. Okay, Dr. Doug Rocky, we're honored to have you. You've got the floor, sir. Break it down.
Thank you very much, sir, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know where to begin. This has been a nightmare for over 20 years that I've been involved, and it continues to be a nightmare. There is not a single day that does not go by 24 hours a day where I do not get a phone call or an email or a knock on the door from a sick, ill, wounded, injured veteran or their family members seeking help, much less alone trying to get my own help. It's been an ongoing thing. I mean, when we look at what has happened, the United States, going back, many, many years ago, with all the downwinders and the atomic bomb testing and everything else, and then we had all the Agent Orange from Vietnam. Then we kept going, and we kept going with all the immunization mess, the Project Chad stuff, which is, again, deliberate use of chemical and biological warfare munitions on civilians all over the United States and the military, and that continues as we speak. And then we get to DU. Desert Storm, what a wonder. How do we, in our right mind, justify what we have done to the world and what we've done to our sons and daughters? I mean, Alex, how can anybody justify what we've done? Are you there?
Yeah, well, the Cowboys are on. That's all that matters.
That's part of the whole thing. I think one of the most astonishing things about all this is that most individuals truly are more interested in a football game or a basketball game or whatever they have in a six-pack of beer, rather than dealing with the health and environmental consequences of military operations or our industry that's just trashed our world, aren't they? I mean, why don't people, I can't understand why people don't see this and they don't feel outraged. Do you?
Well, they're poisoned through the food, the vaccines, the aspartame, the fluoride, and they're childlike. They can't believe their government would hurt them or do something bad. And if they ever face the fact that all of this is real, that they're being soft killed along with their family, they'd have to do something about it. But more and more people are waking up and getting concerned.
They have to. I mean, slowly I'm getting more congressional staff that are listening, but I still have too many that don't want to do anything. And an election coming up, ladies and gentlemen, this election coming up is critical. What we're hearing all over on the ads here in Illinois is continuous mudslinging. He did this or he didn't do this or he wasn't nice or he didn't give me my Cheerios. I want to know what they're going to do to clean up the environment. I want to know what they're going to do to stop the slaughter of our sons and daughters and the slaughter of all the other children of the world. I want to know what they're going to do to provide medical care for all of the military veterans that have earned it, because we went on these missions that we never really needed to do, and we got totally trashed. I mean, that's what needs to happen. I don't know. It's irritating. And I know, Alex, you're doing the radio show day in and day out, and you hear people all outraged all over the world trying to do something, trying to make a difference. You try to make a difference. But the question I have is, why isn't a difference being made? Why don't we see changes?
Well, we're seeing an acceleration of evil in an attempt to totally overwhelm us and make us capitulate. We are seeing changes in the foreclosures being halted by five major banks, including Bank of America, the biggest mortgage holder in the country, because it's come out that most of the mortgages were written up fraudulently. And so, the empire's falling. The dollar's imploding. I think we are seeing change. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the movie Force 10 from Navarone as a parallel, and then we'll go to break. But they go into the dam and they bomb it, and they're trying to bomb it to stop the German army going into the Balkans, and they're sitting there waiting, and they look at the bomb expert, and they say, why hasn't it fallen? Why hasn't the dam ruptured? He says, give it a minute. Give it a minute. And then it starts cracking, and then it totally implodes. And so the dam now has water shooting out of it. I mean, we see the holes forming. The problem is we're going to get drowned when it collapses. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
To elaborate on Dr. Doug Rocky, former head of DU Weapons Program for the Army and Army Research in DU, it does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen to set brush fires in people's minds. That was Sam Adams, one of the original fire starters of liberty in 1776. Doc, I want you to get into the basics of DU. Then I want to get into calls next segment. But I understand, you know, that you're wounded, you're pained by this. But we are seeing big changes, and it's going to take time. And the enemy is going to strike back. But this is irreversible, what's now happening. I can tell you, studying history, and I can feel it in my gut as well, and it's never wrong, that the battle is joined and tyranny is in a fight for its life with the free spirit of humanity. But please continue getting into DU.
Okay, now let's talk about the depleted uranium specifics. First off, the term depleted is a misnomer. There's nothing really depleted about it. Uranium munitions are actually the byproduct of the uranium enrichment process conducted by the U.S. Department of Energy. For every 100 pounds of pure uranium that goes in the enrichment process, 99.2 pounds is pure waste. Okay? And that's what we call uranium hexafluoride, which is in process form uranium munitions. Uranium munitions consist of kinetic energy penetrators or bullets. So we have the 5.56 millimeter, the 7.62 millimeter, and the 50 caliber. Those are rifle bullets. They're made out of the uranium. Then we have the 20 millimeter for the Navy Phalanx, the 25 millimeter for the Army Bradley Fighting Vehicle and the Marine Corps Lab, etc. The 30 millimeter for on the gunships and everything in the A-10. Then we get up to the tank rounds, 105 millimeter, 125 millimeter, and, 100, and the primary 120 millimeter. Now, these are all gigantic slugs of uranium. And what they're actually made of is uranium hexafluoride was the primary product that went into it. But what we end up with is these isotopes, uranium-234, uranium-235, which is the uranium-236, uranium-238, which is the predominant amount, probably 99% of it, plutonium, neptunium, and americium. So we have a toxic radiological compound that this stuff is made up of. So what we end up with is a whole host of uranium munitions. The kinetic energy penetrators, which are like bullets or giant rods of uranium. Think a gigantic dart. You know, everybody's played darts. That's what these look like, except that the tank round is 10 pounds of uranium, and the 30-millimeter round that's fired by the A-10 is three-quarters of a pound of uranium, fired at 4,000 rounds a minute. That's 1.5 tons of uranium on target per minute. Incredible amount of volume of uranium radioactive materials. And then up and beyond that, we have the atom and the pedum. Now, the atom and the pedum, think about a giant softball. The outer casing of the softball is made of uranium, DU, and it's filled with high explosives. Incredibly effective against all personnel and animals and children and everything else. Totally used by the Israelis in Lebanon, totally used by the Israelis in Gaza, by the U.S. in the Balkans, and again, Iraq and Afghanistan.
And by the way, the prevailing winds out of Gaza blow right into Israel, and the winds also blow from the north for part of the year, right out of Lebanon. And I mean, it's the equivalent of a gun that you fire at your enemy, but it fires a soft kill weapon back at you, because, as you know, sir, the rounds ignite as they leave the barrel and are shedding massive amounts of this uranium.
That's absolutely correct. See, one of the things that the people would like everybody to believe is this stuff doesn't do anything until it hits the target. That's pure nonsense. It's shedding immediately, and that's what we've proven to watch the videos and photographs. You can go back and pull up the stuff that we did for CBS Evening News with Dan Rather. You can pull up the stuff on 60 Minutes, on Dateline, Nightline, the BBC, the Canadian Broadcasting. You can see it all there. You can pull up the videos and actually look at it yourself and find how it works. You know, so what we do know, the very earliest work that I know of and the work that I used for it when I was director of the Depleted Uranium Project for the U.S. Army, I used all the research reports when the United States gave Israel uranium munitions to use against the Egyptians during the Arab-Israeli War in 1973. And so our 1974 report, which confirmed all the health and environmental effects, was written as a consequence of giving Israel the use of uranium munitions to use in that Arab-Israeli War in 1973. Medical reports I've got for the UN troops and the other people that were on site totally confirmed. The medical problems are all there, the environmental problems, the on-site contamination that exists to this day out there in the Sinai is all confirmed. So that's where we had the earliest stuff. And then, again, we had an inventory, but we didn't really start to use it until Operation Desert Storm in 1990 and 1991. So when we set up Desert Storm in early spring of 1990 to get the U.S. military in there to control the oil, we did all our bait and switching to get Saddam to give him the approval to go into Kuwait after Kuwait was stealing Iraq.
Doc, stay there. Long segment coming up. We're going to have you finish up on the basics of DU. Then we're going to phone calls from victims of DU, and so they can talk to you on air, and we can flesh this out even more. We'll be right back on the other side. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going back to Dr. Doug Rocky, Dr. DU, the former head of the Army's program. I don't think we can get a better informed expert on this, though he sent me these big stacks I want to go through before we go to your calls here in a moment. Department of Army Technical Bulletin, TB9-1300-278, suppressed copy dated 28 September 1990. So we'll talk about how these went public, and we'll get into all of this. But before we go any further, there's other secret atmospheric testing and weather manipulation that's now been partially declassified. And it deals with chemtrails, not condensation trails, but planes engaging in weather modification with a barium salts and aluminum dioxide, also very toxic, nothing compared to DU, but overall very bad in the aggregate as it bioaccumulates. And the video is going to be shipping out October 22nd. You can get it discounted with my other films as well if you'd like at Infowars.com. And it is your purchase of the books, the T-shirts, everything that makes it all possible. Also, all orders get a free citizen rule book with the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Founding Father quotes, jury nullification. It is a key info weapon that comes free with all orders. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139 to call an order. 888-253-3139. And you can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. You want to be the first to get What in the World Are They Spraying? Okay, Dr. Rocky, you got cut off getting into the Gulf War, and then we'll get into these documents, and then straight to the phone calls, the toll-free number to join us. We're going to get to Danny, Dante, Noah, and others, 1-800-259-9231 for folks that have been affected themselves or their family members by DU, veterans that were in Fallujah having problems or anywhere else in Iraq, folks from Iraq or people who have family there that have seen 14 times increases in cancers and birth defects, 1-800-259-9231. Dr. Doug Rocky, please continue.
Well, what we have then is uranium munitions of all types. We have the bunker busters and all this stuff. When these things are used, they create over extremely fine uranium dust, which is radiologically and chemically toxic. And now that creates air, water, soil, and food contamination. The Army's own documents state very clearly after this is used, it causes food and water contamination, makes food and water unusable for eternity. So we have all of that. So now what we're having is cross-contamination by ingestion, that's through eating and drinking. We have inhalation through breathing. We have absorption through the skin, and it goes right through the skin, just moves right in. And then obviously we have wound contamination through open wounds of the dust getting in there and the shrap. So we have all of this stuff. So we have all the direct medical effects. Now, the U.S. Army orders, direct orders, require immediate radio bioassays. Now, the Somalia order, which is from October 1993, Colonel Peter Myers, Dr. Peter Myers wrote it as we were getting ready to use uranium in Somalia in Africa in 93, and again, required a radio bioassay within 24 to 72 hours of exposure. Not days, weeks, months, or years later, within 24 to 72 hours. And the reason for that is what we do know, and we wrote the medical directives, is that if you wait until after 30 days post-exposure, in other words, if you say, you know, today, whatever today is, we waited 30 days to start the radio bioassay. The radio bioassay won't detect what your body actually got hit with, because what's mobile now in the urine is less than 1/1000 of what actually was in the body. So in other words, they delay the testing, and therefore there's nothing there to be found, and therefore there was no exposure. This was a deliberate decision, deliberate act that was made many times, and then Dr. Bernard Rosker and Dr. Michael Kilpatrick formalized it along with Colonel Bob Cherry, Colonel Eric Jackson, and Colonel Mark Melanson from the U.S. military. So we have all of these problems coming along. No two ways about it. Absolutely identified. There's probably been a dozen medical orders. And the other thing we need to know is, when we require the medical care and medical orders for our own military by a Geneva Convention under God, we have to provide the same medical care to everybody we expose, which is millions upon millions of people. So the orders are there to do it. Now, the most recent orders were written by General Peake, who was a previous Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, and General Eric Shinseki, who is the current Director of the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. So the two past secretaries of the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs and the last president are the officers that wrote the orders mandating medical care, immediate medical care for DU exposures, and it doesn't happen. And to me, that's unconscionable. And my continuous phone call to them meet with silence.
Well, Doctor, we see this shallow, fake patriotism of salute the flag at a baseball game or football game, cry when you see the troops on TV, but then take their benefits, make them pay for their own health care, let them die at DU, shoot them up full of experimental vaccines. I mean, it's amazing that this is still ongoing and that they know what this is doing and they're engaged in a cover-up. And when the troops come in, I know you've seen this 100 or 1,000 times yourself. I'd like you to speak to it. When they come in wanting medical treatment, they're told, you're just mentally ill. Here, take some Prozac.
That's exactly correct. They give them the Prozac and the psychotropic drugs, and they ignore the medical problems, even though they know exactly what the medical problems are. And then what next thing we know is we've got the suicides, and we've got the family destruction, and we've got all the crime rates and everything else. And I'm tired of dealing with it. Now, once you use uranium munitions, the Army Regulation 700-48, Section 2-4 is very, very specific what must be done. Now, this Army regulation I wrote, but General Eric Shinseki, who is now Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, signed off on it as a commanding general, making it mandatory. So what we do know must be done wherever uranium munitions are used. Quote, as soon as exceptional risk permits, the Corps, Joint Task Force Division Commander, Radiation Safety Officer, will identify, segregate, isolate, secure, and label all radiologically contaminated equipment. Procedures to minimize the spread of radioactivity will be implemented as soon as possible. That's every place, okay? We have to bring explosives ordnance disposal units, the explosive experts, in there. And during Desert Storm, EOD guys wouldn't go near it. I finally got three guys trained up for it, and they got killed at Camp Doha, and I still got their medals and, you know, their certificate for medals in my briefcase. You know, they were given posthumously, but didn't do a lot of good. The explosive ordnance disposal units will render all the equipment safe, because when this is used, we have incredible, not only radiological and chemical toxicities, we have all the explosives hazards. So that has to be done. We continue on, and this is, comes down to everything else. The unit, this is all direct quote from the Army regulation that's posted on your website. People can read it, and everybody in the military needs to read this and understand it. Every mother, father, son, sister, daughter, brother, child of anybody in the military old enough to read needs to understand this. Quote, the unit team, individual responsible for equipment, whether friendly or foreign at that time or damage, is responsible for taking all action consistent with this regulation and the Army pamphlet 700-48 that I also wrote. That's the down and dirty procedures. That's the cookbook of what you do. Quote, all equipment to include captured or combat radiologically contaminated equipment will be surveyed, packaged, retrograded, and decontaminated, and then released in accordance with the technical bulletin that you cited a moment ago, 13-9-1300-278, the pamphlet 700-48, and all the other relevant guides that we put together. Safety precautions are incredible. I mean, they're very outlined. You do have a picture you can post on your website. I think Jared's already done that. Shows you the minimum equipment to use, work around this stuff, and everything else. When we start getting down to the environmental hazards, quote, radioactive material and waste will not be locally disposed of through burial, submersion, incineration, destruction of place, or abandonment, end quote. We contaminated not only Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the Balkans, Somalia, Afghanistan, but Vieques, Hawaii, Indiana, Florida, Nevada, California, Washington State. And the thing that bothers me the most, and I think, you know, you've done history and everything, and I think everybody remembers this. On the 18th of April, hardly a man is left alive that doesn't remember what? Paul Revere's ride?
Yes.
Concord, Massachusetts, where our nation was born, is one of the most highly depleted, uranium contaminated cities in the world because of the Starmet plant. It is a national environmental disaster where the military is trying to clean it up. Albany, New York is also the same thing. Johnsboro, Tennessee is the same thing. I mean, these are totally contaminated areas because of uranium emissions with incredible medical problems. And we see the same thing in Hawaii, Schofield Barracks and out there in Hawaii, pristine environment where the U.S. military did nuclear weapons testing with Davy Crockett's and DU munitions, totally illegal and left the contamination. And now as we speak, right now, I got emailed not even a few minutes ago before we came on. It's a mess, and they're refusing to take care of it.
All right, we're going to get more into this. I want to go to calls. You've got a lot more to cover, Dr. Doug Rocky, but we're going to talk to DU victims, former military and others, Danny, Dante, Noah, Jason, and others, specifically for military veterans who've been affected by this. You can actually hear what's happening to humanity and then ask yourself, what type of government injects children with syphilis and smallpox and polio? What type of government sprays nerve gas on our troops in Project Shad and tells their wives they died of the flu? Psychopathic killers practicing evil like a doctor practices medicine. What's government-run health care about? The death panels. Bill Gates now admits it. Newsweek cover. The case for killing Granny. Why is poison in all the major children's gums now? Aspartame, even in the sugar gum. You're being attacked, folks. They know what they're doing. Dr. Doug Rice's got a lot more to cover, but let's start getting to your calls now. Danny in Arkansas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's an honor to talk with you.
I can barely hear you. Can you speak right into the phone?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. While he figures out his phone system, we're going to put Danny on hold. We're going to come back to him. I can tell he doesn't have his hands free plugged in or whatever. I can barely hear him. Dante in Jersey, you're on the air.
Hello? Yes.
Okay, what's going on is I'm not being sent the network audio. Okay, I am not receiving audio. So clearly, Dr. Rocky, can you hear them?
No, I can't.
Okay. We may have to get their numbers and transfer them to our phone system. Genesis is having an issue. Okay, well, I can do the show, but there's no audio from these people on my end. Okay, I'll guarantee you that. Dr. Rocky, while we continue to figure this out, continue where you left off about the contamination all over the country. And Danny, Dante, Noah, Jason, and others, we're going to get to you if we have to give you our phone number here at the office. Go ahead.
Okay, so what we've got is used uranium munitions in testing and manufacturing and everything else. Then we have the used uranium munitions in combat operations, which has left wholesale contamination throughout. Now, when we use uranium munitions against either armor or any vehicles, we shoot it up. It just totally destroys it, totally contaminates it. The Army regulations, again, 700-48, and the Army Common Task Train require that you wear full protective equipment when you go near it. That's a gas mask with the HEPA filter, which is not going to do a whole lot of good, and then protective clothing, special clothing, so you don't get it out of your clothes. So you got all that contamination, everything that's crossed over. One thing that we verified, and I did this as the director of the Depleted Uranium Project for the U.S. Army, years after we came back from combat operations, I'd go to different Army installations or facilities, and I'd absolutely find the contamination there. It doesn't disappear. It doesn't go away. You know, one of the things that we came up recently, you know, again, another major lie, is that all this oil that spilled out of this ruptured oil well down the Gulf somehow disappeared. Magically, it disappeared. That's pure nonsense. It was dispersed or it settled out, but it's still all there. And it's causing a medical disaster, and it will cause a medical disaster. And that's what we have with depleted uranium. So we have all of that. When we continue on with all this stuff, the internal briefings, and again, I think that you've been able to post this, the Wakayama briefing. And Colonel J. Edgar Wakayama did a briefing for the Pentagon and senior leadership prior to start of the current individuals, you know, Operation Desert Storm led into what we know Gulf War II. They totally confirmed all the health problems, totally confirmed it. But at the same time, going back to 1991, and you've got this where you can post, I had the Los Alamos Memorandum, which was a direct order to lie in all our reports to maintain proponency and sustain the use of uranium munitions, while avoiding all liability for the health and environmental effects. When you think about it, a direct order to lie, but that matches what we found now about the syphilis Tuskegee study, and what has been, what, just in the last week we found out about the definite stuff down in Guatemala?
It just shows how incredibly ruthless they are. This is not by accident from all the evidence we have. This is a program of eugenics and population reduction.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things that I learned in the military for 40 years, and I had to come to grips with it, is when I really learn what we do and how we deal with it, what decisions do I have to make? You come up to the ethical and moral domain. You know, we have to do what's right. We can't allow the use of this stuff anymore. We have to clean up the environment. We have to provide the medical care. And so when I wrote the requirements for the U.S. military, and we did the research for them, and wrote the requirements, so you have to understand the Army Regulation 700-48, the pamphlet, the modification to the 1990 version of TB 1913-278, 1996 version. We did that all based on solid knowledge. And so what you'll see today, and I had an inquiry earlier today from Europe, and they were saying, well, they're still saying we need more research. We don't know. Wait a minute. The Army Regulation requiring thorough environmental remediation and medical care, the orders for medical care, have already been written. That's because the decision was made this stuff is so nasty we can't use it. And once we do use it, we have to provide the medical care cleanup, but they just totally ignore it. So we look at all of these incredible, incredible things. Air, water, soil, and food contamination, water contamination. In Europe now, one of the concerns we have is the contamination from the Middle East is getting up into Europe is going to affect the milk and water supplies. It's going to get in the food stream, to get right into the whole food stream. We absolutely know the contamination has reached from the Middle East, that's Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia. We absolutely know it's reached Northern Europe and into Great Britain. We know the contamination throughout the United States is transferred all over. We know the contamination from Vieques, Puerto Rico, reach the main island of Puerto Rico.
That's right. They've got radiation testing facilities all over the world, and every time a new war kicks up, the testing facilities in England and others pick it up that far away because the jet streams carry that stuff around and around the world.
Yeah, when I was down in Vieques, we're doing the investigation on Vieques, Puerto Rico, this some years ago. Obviously, you know, they were concerned, and they asked me to come down there, and I started working with them, and God bless those guys down in Vieques. I mean, Bob Ribbon, Nelda Medino, I mean, all these are incredible people that have been trying to do their work. We were literally airborne, and the military is firing this stuff on the range on Vieques, and we're watching the clouds come up from the range where they're firing it, going over to the main island of Puerto Rico. We just literally watched it from the air. It frightened me completely.
Well, we have opened up our phone lines because of audio issues or whatever it is. So we're getting Danny, Dante, Noah, Jason, and others. Only military callers or families of military affected by DU. We're going to take your calls nonstop in this next segment and right through into the next hour. This is important information. The toll-free number, if you're specifically on this issue and have been victimized by this or denied care, 888-201-2244. Jason in Germany and others, give us a call back, 888-201-2244. We will get you up and on the air, 888-201-2244. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Dr. Doug Rocky, Dr. DU.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutrition tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Okay, we're going to try to figure out what's going on with this audio gremlin. Everybody's doing a great job on our side and Genesis. Stuff rarely happens, but I apologize to the callers. Let's go to Danny in Arkansas, the first caller we couldn't really hear. Danny, welcome, sir.
Thanks, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. I have a question for Dr. Rocky. I went to basic training in AIT at Fort Leonard Wood up in Missouri. And where we used to always do our road marches and everything was right next to this big field where we would sit there and watch the A-10 Warthogs come in, blow up the tanks. And we were walking right next to it. And then after I got out of the Army in about 97, right after that, I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis.
Diagnosed with what?
Would that be related to the depleted uranium?
What was the diagnosis?
It was non-caseating granulomas, and they called it sarcoidosis. It was it would swell up my lymph tissue around my lungs and made it where I couldn't breathe, basically.
Congratulations.
They never could. Nobody could ever tell me what it was. I thought it was the chemtrails, but you were on before, and you said that they had respiratory illnesses, and I was wondering if that could have been.
Yeah, every one of those, you know, how much do each one of those warthog bullets weigh, sir?
3/4 of a pound and 4,000 rounds per minute when they're fired with the U. The calcified granulomas and everything in the lungs is exactly what's happened to me, taking out 40% of my respiratory. And again, that was totally confirmed and totally acknowledged as far back as 1973 and 1974. After the Israelis used it against the Egyptians. That's where I used that medical evidence to get my disability from the VA.
And so that's a death sentence to have a march around a proving ground while warthogs with their Vulcan cannons blow the daylights out of old tanks.
With the EU, absolutely. I mean, you're not supposed to. It's not, first off, the EU is not supposed to be fired, was never supposed to be fired any place within the United States or any place except on a direct combat engagement in a combat action. It's not supposed to be used any place. That's a requirement. But that's totally ignored. And then the requirements, I mean, we've already gone over very specific requirements. Once it's been used in combat, wherever you're at, you're supposed to get the immediate medical care.
Is there anything Danny can do for this attack on his lungs?
Well, yeah, he goes back to the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, and Dr. Victoria Cassano, who is the Director of Environmental Services for the VA, she has copies of all the orders and regulations. She understands that because I faxed everything directly to her staff, and I've talked to her personally, and they're required to give him medical care, full medical care. The respiratory effects from DU are confirmed in the Wakayama briefing, they're confirmed in everything else.
And we're posting all those documents at Infowars.com. Does that answer your question, Danny?
That does. That gives me somewhere to start. I've always wondered what it was, where it came from, and now I know where to start. Nobody else would ever have any information on it.
God bless you, sir. Let's talk to Jason in Deutschland, joining us from Germany. Jason, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? Can you hear me?
Good. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, just like a little background first. I was in a mechanized infantry battalion in Desert Storm, and we were involved in combat, and we used quite a bit of the DU rounds, and we used them out of the Bradley guns because, you know, they were so effective. We found that out very quick, and coming up now on the 20th anniversary of it, we're trying to arrange a get-together. And through various social networking sites and what have you, we're trying to get in contact with everybody who's in the unit. And what we're finding out is about 20, 25, 30% of the guys are already dead. And they've died of upper respiratory, lung, digestive problems, cancers and what have you. And, you know, I don't think you could take any population of the guys who were 18 to 23 years old back in 1991 and find out that many have died of similar diseases.
Yeah, you're not supposed to have 20, 30% dead at 40. Stay there. I'm going to come right back to Jason in Germany with Dr. Doug Rocky as we start the live fourth hour transmitted on AM and FM, Global Shortwave, Satellite, and the Internet at Infowars.com. We'll be right back in 70 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.